I felt so thankful to be able to come to a town where I know a bunch of people and I know a couple of families, and I can just go there. They know me, like we can sit and eat and talk about things, and it feels like home. You know, it feels like home. It feels very heartwarming. I'm very thankful for it. And it's a good reminder to have, like, especially in tough times, like where I'm, fuck, like, what am I going to do? This is the end of the world. Like, it's over for me. Like, you know, and everything. And just, it's a good reminder to have that there's still like a place to come back. Hey, welcome back. This is awkward. So I haven't made a, I feel like every episode starts like that now, that I haven't made an episode in quite some time. And I feel slightly disappointed with myself about it. And at the same time, I kind of don't care, which is, you know, I wouldn't say it's the best thing, because a lot of you really enjoy this podcast and I like to continue making more episodes. Just other things come in the way. Now it's the holidays time and I've been spending time with friends and family. And now I'm back in Berlin, and I still feel a little bit in holidays mode. I have actually a lot of episodes prepared, just ready to send out into the world of podcasts, into the world of the internet. I just haven't put them out because, I've been just spending time with friends and family, really. I went back to Cyprus for 2 weeks. I came back 2 days ago, and I'm currently staying at my friend's place for about a week, because I've rented out my room to this other guy, just for a little bit, because I was gone for 2 weeks. So I was like, might as well rent it out to someone. I'm back in Berlin now. I still feel slightly in holidays mode. I'm staying until, I mean, it's unusual of me, but I stay until late. I watch TV series. I wake up late. I take my time to wake up. And I'm enjoying it, to be honest. I'm really enjoying it. But I'm actually happy that I'm allowing myself to enjoy it, because before leaving for... So I decided to take holidays to Cyprus, you know, in the beginning of December. Or I think it was actually just a little bit before December, but I decided for sure to take off holidays to go back to Cyprus, because this whole year I've been just like working really hard here in Berlin. And I'm a big proponent of working hard and making dreams come true, and just, you know, sticking to something and committing to things and seeing where it's going to take you. And commitment isn't always the easiest thing, but, you know, sometimes it's needed for certain things, not for everything, but just for certain things that you see, I guess, a future in. And so, yeah, sometimes you got to stick with things. Sometimes you got to commit. Sometimes you got to go with the flow and just really pick your best option. But where I'm going with this is that before leaving for the holidays, so I've been working for the longest time in this cleaning company. I think I've told you guys a couple of times. And I went from, basically, I've been working there for 2 years now. And I went from working to 5 days, which is a full-time employment, to going to 4 days, to 3 days, and now I'm at 2 days working there only. And it's really cool because I can work there 2 days and they're still paying for my health insurance and all that stuff. And in Germany, that's quite important it's quite important that wherever you work or just in general, when you're living in Germany, that your health insurance is getting paid. And I'm sorry if this is a little bit boring, but I'm trying to give you some back information on some things. So some context, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, anyway, long story short, I used to work there 2 days. I've been working there 2 days with health insurance, and it's been great because most of my income was coming from photography and filmmaking, which has been awesome. I've been doing a lot of commercial work. The agency that I work for, Epic Avocado, has been just great. And just some side projects and stuff. Now I'm thinking of slowly making a website. And yeah, it's been going very well. But before leaving for my holidays, finally coming back to what I wanted to say, sorry for dragging it out. Before leaving for my holidays, my boss from the cleaning company decided to end the contract that we've had for this past year, because it just wasn't working out for him, for me to work only 2 days there and for him to pay for my health insurance. And so yeah, that left me with a little bit of I wouldn't say an amputated leg or arm or anything like that, you know, metaphorically. It just it caught me by surprise. But I think it's a door, it's an opening to something new, to a fresh start. Let's call it that, to a fresh start. And it did caught me a little bit off guard, but at the same time, I felt really chill about it. I wasn't stressed or nervous or anxious, I guess, when it happened, and I still am not. I'm still pretty chill about it. You might wonder why would I be stressed or anxious about it? It's because like the things that I mentioned, like the health insurance and stuff like that, is really important. And now that I don't have a company that pays for it, I have to either pay them by myself, and I have to collect all of my invoices and stuff that I've made throughout the year, and like calculate my taxes and everything so I can pay my own taxes and health insurance. It's just things in Germany that you have to do, that I'm still not familiar with, and it's overwhelming, and I've been postponing them. I did a little bit of them yesterday, because I just have to, but I've been just overwhelmed by how much you have to do and bureaucracy and stuff like that here. So I feel good about not working in that cleaning company anymore. We said that we're going to have a talk when I'm back, but that's not going to happen for sure. Because, I'm not going to work more than 2 days there. It's a horrible job. It's not paid well at all. There's just better things to do, man. There's just better things to do than to clean stairs. And, I feel confident with my skill at this point of doing the camera stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I said, fuck it. You know, I'm not going to go back. And now I'm still a little bit in holidays mode, but tomorrow is New Year's Eve. First of all, I hope you all had a great Christmas. At least spent it with some friends or family or some loved ones. It's not always about being, I guess, with family. But it's about being just, I mean, what I wanted to say is that it's not always about presents, and it's not always about just like Christmas tree and all that. It's just, it's about bringing, you know, friends and family together and just spending time together, I think, with your loved ones. I think that's what Christmas is about. We had some conversations before leaving in Berlin with some of my friends. Some of them were just like, because we were playing, me and my friend Stefano were just playing Christmas songs, and they were just not in the mood for Christmas music. They thought it was too cheesy and just too much. And I understand that, actually. I do. I sympathize with that. But at the same time, I also just enjoy the holiday spirit, just the Christmas spirit. I do think it's a little bit too much at times, and you're like, every year it's the same thing. But yeah, no, I think it's about just spending time with friends and family and just having a good time and good holidays and starting the new year fresh again and having a fresh mind. But I've been working what I wanted to say before is that I've been working all year here, and I decided to around August or September, I had this like weird feeling. I was like, I have no idea what this feeling is. It was just new. And then I started to call my friends and my family more, and I realized, oh, I'm homesick. I'm feeling homesick. It was a new feeling. I've never felt that. And I was going to go home earlier than what I thought. So probably around October, but it didn't make sense. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go for December for Christmas and everything. And yeah, I had a great time. I met most of my friends, spent time with my mom and dad, just talking about things, eating, hanging out. Weather was great. We went with one of my friends who lives in the UK. He's been doing photography for the past couple of years, and it's been going well for him, so I'm really happy for that. But we used to skate back in the day, like occasionally, because he lives in another town. I lived in Paphos, and he lives in Limassol. That's in Cyprus. And yeah, we used to skate now and then. We see each other. We kind of knew each other, and just it was a good vibe. And now that he started doing photography, we started to keep more in touch around things and like around topics like self-development and everything. And it's been really, really cool to talk to him and finally meet up in person after just a couple of years and of not seeing each other and having more things in common and kicking it. And just I went to Limassol, and then from there he picked me up with a car and his friend. He had this 4x4 Jimny 2019, and we just went to the mountains. This is the Troodos, the Troodos. In Greek it's Troodos, but in English it's Troodos, I guess. But we went to the mountains, and so the mountains were full of snow. Like, I don't think I've ever seen Troodos be so full of snow, and it was really awesome. I felt like I was slightly underprepared, shoes wise and everything, but I think it was still pretty all right. It's just hard to shoot in these kind of conditions when it's actually snowing like a lot, and you got to protect your gear and everything. And although my camera equipment is weather sealed in a way, at the same time it's not fully weather sealed. So I felt slightly underprepared with some gear stuff, but at the same time, I was just knowing too much, and we still got some banger photos. We just had a good time. You know, he sent me the photos today, and I was looking at them. I was looking through them, and he was like, do you want to give me some criticism or anything, like, you know, to improve, or I will take anything. And I'm like, these literally just feel like holiday photos, you know, just like family holiday, just having fun photos. It's nothing, you know. Some great photos. One of them, I think, I'm even going to change my profile photo too, because it's such a good photo. So, cheers to that, to my friend who's listening to this. Now I'm back in Berlin. Feels good to be back. I feel still a little bit homesick. I had such a good time just kicking it back with friends. We just ended up smoking just weed and just chilling and just talking about things, and it was just a really good vibe. I usually don't smoke so much weed, but around homies and around just like around good vibes and around holidays, like, why not? We just kicked it back, had fun, talked about things, went places, took photos. Some friends just invited me to their place, and we just ate and whatever. I don't know. I felt so thankful to be able to come to a town where I know a bunch of people, and I know a couple of families, and I can just go there. They know me, like, we can sit and eat and talk about things, and it feels like home. You know, it feels like home. It feels very heartwarming. I'm very thankful for it. And it's a good reminder to have, like, especially in tough times, like, where I'm, oh, fuck, like, what am I gonna do? This is the end of the world. Like, it's over for me. Like, you know, and everything. And just, it's a good reminder to have that there's still, like, a place to come back and do things. Not do things, but just to have people, that you know there. But yeah, Berlin is still my base for the moment. It's the place to do things. It's the place to grow. Cyprus is not really an opportunity for that, an option for that. It's just a place to kick back, to kick back for the holidays and just to chill, really. It's the perfect place, I say, to do that. Maybe not for the summer. I still don't understand why a couple of people go there for the summer. I guess I do, but it's just way, way too hot for me. I don't think I ever want to be there in the summer again. Maybe once or something, but it's just, it's incredibly hot. It's incredibly humid. If you go back there for the summer, I really don't know where you go. Yeah, it's a personal preference. I had a great time now in the winter. We had a couple of days where it rained. We had like a week where it was sunny. So a mixture of weather, but overall it's pretty good. And I just felt like making a podcast to update you on some things. Now, I haven't made a podcast in like a month, which is embarrassing for me to say, but other things have been in the way, like holidays, friends, family, work. I did actually a little bit of work in Cyprus, and I feel pretty good about it. It's pretty chill. It's a really cool thing to have that as an option to just, you know, you got to do a little bit of work, and you just sit down on the computer, edit some photos, edit some videos. Now, a couple of hours, and you're just. It didn't feel like pressure or anything. It just felt like all right, you know. Just put some music and edit some photos and just have a good time for a couple of hours. Wait for my friends until they finish doing their thing with either that's fixing their cars or whatever, and then just like go on another like little adventure outside and do something cool. I had a great time. It was really lovely. I think I would have liked to stay one more week. But then again, I just have to come back to Berlin and deal with the stuff that I have to deal with, like not having a job that pays for my health insurance and everything. So I have to start learning more about that now to be a proper freelancer here in Germany, which I'm still pretty chill about. But at the same time, I have it in the back of my head that it's stuff that has to get done. And I don't think it's every day, but I have that feeling of confidence that, you know, I can do it. I don't think I have that all the time, like every single day. Most of the time, probably. Let's say 70% of the time I have it, that I can do it. And it's just, it's happened out of experience, out of just doing a bunch of things and doing a lot of a thing that that the confidence has built. And that I can say like, yeah, I can do it. You know, it's it feels all right when you've done something and it's just now it's known, and the unknown isn't there. So it feels good. It feels good to have that kind of confidence to like and be chilled about it. Just to have a chill atmosphere where you're also confident about that thing or about that situation is nice. I really enjoy that at the moment. As I mentioned, I'm spending time at my friend's apartment, who is actually my neighbor. So he lives like 3 minutes away from me, like with a bicycle. We're in the same neighborhood, and it's a great apartment. It's a great apartment, man. I gotta give it to you. To both of you. Currently sitting just in the bedroom. And the sun is starting to peak as it's setting, because I don't think it's peaked all day, but right now it started to peak as sunset time is also coming. The days are really short here. God damn, the days are short here. I realized that yesterday. It's not as cold as I thought, but it's not Cyprus. So yeah, I'm trying to think what else to update you on. The New Year's is coming. Oh, of course. That's a topic. The New Year's. I think with every, like every time this, like, let me get my thoughts together. Right. So first, I find it weird that we have the same things every single year. Like every single year we have a New Year. Every single year we have a Christmas. Every single year we have a Easter, and those are holidays, right? But it's just maybe sometimes, and I think this goes back to the cheesiness of the Christmas stuff. Every single year, it's the same thing. And it just feels repetitive and almost annoying at times. But then again, it's just, it's days to really kick it back and have a good time. And just relax for a little bit. But New Year's now, we're ending a decade. 10 years. I was thinking of doing like a 10-year review, but I'm like 22, so I'm like 12 to 22. Like, you know, it doesn't make sense. It's gonna make a lot more sense to make a 10-year review from 22 to 32. It's gonna make a lot more sense. 12 to 22 just doesn't make sense. But I feel pretty good about it. I feel pretty good about 2020. I have a couple of friends that have told me that it's gonna be quite the bumpy year. And I don't know what to believe and what not to believe and everything. I'm just going into it open about things, with confidence about some things and uncertainty of others. But yeah, I think with every new year, I just strive to be a better person. I'm happy that this year we've released 16, I don't know how many episodes of this podcast, so that's freaking great. I think one of my things for this year was to really progress with filmmaking and photography, start making a little bit more money out of it, get this podcast out there a little bit more. I think the podcast could have used a little bit more work, so I will do my best to do that this next year. And yeah, I think it's been great for this next year. I'd like to travel more, to be honest. It's going to be a little bit more difficult. I say I'd like to travel more. I don't want to say, I will travel more, because I don't know how it's going to turn out with, me being a freelancer in Germany, dealing with taxes, being your own boss and stuff isn't the easiest thing, especially in the beginning. Because even when you leave the country to go on holidays, it's not like you can stop thinking about it completely. Your business is like your baby, you know. It's there's still going to be worries, there's still going to be just things that you have to think about almost constantly. There is a freedom to it, but it's like the blessing and the curse, I guess. But I'm still on like a learning path about things and about this, and there's still a lot more to do and to be figured out. So this year is just going to be another year of learning more and more about the industry, about myself. So I would like to travel more. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I really like to do so. I've talked about with my friends Stefano and Winnie about going to maybe Mallorca or to Bavaria. A couple of small things. I really want to be out there more in nature. We were just thinking earlier today that if I want to move out of Berlin, it for sure has to be a place that has to have a lot of nature, like either that Switzerland or Norway, something quite astonishing when it comes to nature. Berlin has been a great place for opportunities and for business so far. And just for meeting people and just events and having fun and outgoing and nightlife. It's been a great place for that. But I think after Berlin, it's going to be a place where a little bit more solitary, more nature. And then a lot of my personal work can revolve and evolve around that, and which is what I want to do eventually. So that's exciting. That's exciting talking about, even just talking about it, it's exciting, because I really enjoy being out in nature with my friends, going camping, going to the mountains and seeing snow. It's my favorite thing to do, hands down, the outdoors, the nature lifestyle, and just photographing it, being out there with friends, having a good time. It really just, it feels like home in a way. because nature is home. I don't think I could live in nature like out of a tent or something. Maybe for some period of time. I definitely love to have a house somewhere in the nature, in the woods and the outdoors. That would be great. That would really, really bring me into nature and bring me like home. It's going to be an interesting journey to see how I will manage to transition from being a commercial photographer and filmmaker to being, it's still going to be commercial, but what I really want to do eventually is transition from not mainstream, but I'll just use the word mainstream so we can better understand this. I want to transition from mainstream products and mainstream commercial work that I've been doing here, which has been very, it's been a learning curve. But I eventually want to start promoting and start, because the way to do it really is to work for companies and help out companies that share the same message as you. I think that's the best option and that's the best end case scenario. So I'd like to start to learn more about the outdoors community, outdoor gear, outdoor experiences that people offer, travel agencies, something like that. Eventually, I'd like to maybe even do a couple of National Geographic assessments if it's possible. Yeah, I really just enjoy that kind of a culture around the outdoors and really meaningful stories and things that matter and just resonating with the same message with others when it comes to delivering a product or presenting a message or communicating something that you believe in. I'd love to do something like that, and I have done a couple of things like that. But nice and slowly, we're going with the flow, and we just try new things out. And eventually, I'd like to get to that point where I can do the things that I just mentioned. So for this next year, for this year of 2020, a couple of my friends have told me it might be a bumpy year because, I'm not too educated, but they said that. I don't want to use very woo-woo terms, but yeah, let's leave it at that. Let's leave it at just, they said that this might be a bumpy year for a couple of reasons. And I don't know how exactly to feel about that, but I guess I do slightly feel it because of the job thing and this kind of being like a new fresh beginning here in Berlin. But one can only be excited about such things that give him opportunities and open doors for him for something new and different. It's about goddamn time. It's about goddamn time that this happened. I just wish that for this next year, I continue to work on myself, to work on my passion project a little bit more, and just invest more time in things that really matter, but also learn about the business side of things. And so, let me know if you have time. If you have time, just send me a message on Instagram. I'm really curious about what more you'd like to hear from this episode in 2020. Not from this episode, from this podcast in 2020. Maybe I've mentioned something interesting. Maybe you've mentioned it for like 5 minutes and you'd like me to expand on it. Send me a message on Instagram. Let me know what would be cool to be in this podcast in 2020. And yeah, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you have a great New Year's Eve tomorrow. Well, it's tomorrow when I'm recording this. It might be today when you're hearing this. It might be even New Year's when you're hearing this. It might be even, you might be even in 2020 when you're hearing this. But yeah, I only wish you the best. I can only wish you a good start, and keep on doing new things. Keep on experimenting. And keep on just doing stuff that matter to you, and eventually you will find a way to make ends meet and put the pieces into the puzzle. And it's what I think for myself, and it's what has been working out. And so yeah, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate you, and I hope you do return for another episode. And yeah, that's it for me. Peace out, and sending much love into the new year. Ciao.